It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We're very good. We got some actually surprisingly strong news today. And, you know, I don't like to talk about SNL. I like to talk about S&M, but not SNL.
Yes, of course.
And it looks like fat, nasty Alec Baldwin is out of a job. First, he lost his beautiful blonde wife and had to date some fake Spanish yoga woman. And now he's no longer doing his horrible impression of me on SNL. They hired a new kid. And, you know, we'll see. Hopefully he's not sort of a very partisan, nasty person. Because, you know, even though this is only like the second time you've done the show, You know, I have a very powerful sense of humor, maybe one of the best. I make the tech stuff people laugh very frequently. And so I'm open to good humor. Ice cream also. Remember they were an ice cream company?
Yes.
I think, did we talk about that last week? I like the green ones. I like the Frogger.
Yeah.
I'm a Buffalo Bill. Great patriot, very, you know.
Yes, I remember. I wasn't a fan of that. He had the bubblegum nose.
So you were against strong American treats.
I was more of like a Chipwich. The WWF wrestling bars, I like those. Those right, the vanilla the, ice cream, the cookie, have, and the chocolate on the back.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did they ever have a Trump one? They should have had a Trump one.
It would have been a gold bar, right? Gold bar of ice cream.
It would have been a gold bar of spitting bars.
I don't know how that's possible, but you have a lot of money. I'm sure you can make that possible.
Well, you and all the Kushners probably would have gone running for it, going, oh, let's get the gold ice cream, you know. But, and I respect that. It would have been good for business. But what are we talking about? SNL. They got a new SNL. They got a new me. So we'll see if he has any talent or if he's just sort of a radical left piece of shit.
Let's say he made fun of you, all in good fun, but was Republican. Would it make a difference, his political view with the comedy?
Well, you know, there's two types of Republicans. Obviously, there's strong Trump patriot Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fake Republicans who hate our country and don't respect me. So he would have to be a strong, patriotic Trump Republican.
And then the comedy would be fine.
It would have a better chance at being fine.
Okay. I mean, it seems like the person has no chance of being funny or good in your eyes, even if they are a supporter. Then why are you looking forward to Alec Baldwin leaving and his new person coming?
Well, he's fat and he's angry and he lost his beautiful blonde wife a long time ago. So when people are nasty to me, I like to see them fall completely. And I won't be happy until Alec Baldwin is, you know, down in hell with John McCain.
But wasn't he the one who said he didn't want to do it anymore, or they disinvited him?
Well, you know, and yes, and that way he is a full pathetic person, because at least if he stuck it out, I could respect the toughness, even if I don't respect the talent. Mm-hmm. But he was both talentless and weak, which is, of course, the worst combination to be.
It's a pretty bad combination.
That's like a almond butter and jam sandwich instead of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Now, I wanted to ask you, all these fake national holidays are coming up. I know we've spoken about this in the past.
Yeah, Kwanzaa, and, right? We're coming up by, yeah. Well, I didn't realize we were going to talk about Kwanzaa so soon, but yes, very fake.
What I was referring to is it was National Daughter and National Sunday, the last, and that's S-O-N, not S-U-N-D-A-Y, like son, you know, your child, a son.
Like an ice cream sundae?
No. Like your son, a boy who your wife gives birth to and you are the biological father, that kind of son. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. You know, I don't know. Maybe you're making it super clear for all the radical left idiots that listen to the show.
Okay. Now, did you celebrate National Daughter Day with Ivanka and Tiffany?
It's called National Daughter Day, not National Daughter's Day or National Daughter and Busted Person Who Claims Your Name Day.
Okay.
So yes, I spent time with my daughter, singular, although she's not single yet, so that's too bad.
So you spent time with Ivanka on National
Daughter Day. You know what else isn't single? You know what else isn't single? Her double D's.
Now, I was wondering, what did you do for National Daughter Day with Ivanka? And was your other daughter, since it's singular day, was Tiffany upset that she was not included?
I don't know what her and Marsha Maples did. They can hang out for all I care. Yes, Ivanka and I, we have a National Daughter Day tradition. I don't even know why I shouldn't be spoiling this for the... Obviously, the bonus episode in October, we'll be talking the great Fred Trump's Columbus Day tradition. But no, it was, and we are going to, by the way, celebrate Columbus Day on this podcast. We're not doing Indigenous Assholes Day or whatever the hell they're doing.
Okay.
We wake up. I take her for a waxing. Okay. You know, at a very high end spa. It's a nice, you know, like a day at the spa is a very nice gift. So she gets a waxing, and then I get to, you know, the spa allows me to take part in the deep tissue massage. And then when she's all ready, you know, she puts on the robe, she has a nice glass of water, she relaxes, she gets a facial. And why are you looking at me like that?
I just think it's pretty intimate father daughter day, your National Daughter Day.
It's, you know, I don't know. It's a facial. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice creams on her face for moisturizing. It's very pleasurable. And, then we go and, you know, we do sort of, you know, she's a very healthy eater, you know, that's how she keeps everything so tight.
Right.
But, that and the Kegels. But we skip a healthy lunch, you know, sort of a treat yourself kind of day.
Mm-hmm.
And we go right to a banana split. And it's, you know, we almost do like the Lady and the Tramp thing where, like, you know, she's gobbling down the banana very quickly to try and give me a father-daughter kiss. And, you know, sometimes she gets the whipped cream on her face and, yeah, because she loves it. She's very disciplined. So when she gets around whipped cream and a banana split, she just sort of gobbles it all up. She, you know, and sometimes she's almost like moaning while she's enjoying it so much. And wow. I'm enjoying it because, you know, when you get to see, you have a daughter, right?
I do have a daughter.
One day you're going to see, you're going to take such joy from your daughter's joy. And to see Ivanka just, you know, practically deep throating a banana split.
Engulfing it.
And, you know, the childlike joy, the moaning, the cold ice cream making her nipples hard. I'm getting emotional.
You're very emotional on National Daughter Day. It's a very emotional thing for you. I don't know what's childlike about watching her nipples get hard, but I mean, I'm sure... there's some kind of memories that you have that unlock her childhood.
No. Now you're getting creepy. I wasn't saying that was part of the child, like Julie. Oh, okay, I was just saying because she's eating all this cold ice cream.
It's, right. It's, so that's what happens.
The moaning, the ecstasy is
the moaning the is yeah, very childlike, the moaning for sure. So that sounds like a nice National Daughter Day. Now National
and
Son.
Then, well, yeah. I don't know. And then
okay,
and
I'm sorry, I didn't know there was more.
We walk around Central Park, of course.
Okay.
And you know, we end with a, as you know, we have German roots, you know, in our family. So we end with a father-daughter meal of kielbasa.
So day starts with a banana split and the day ends with a kielbasa meal. I mean, that sounds like the best National Daughter Day that you can have with someone that you love.
It is. It gets me emotional now. So you know, it means I don't like to let the people see me show any weakness, but for Ivanka, I'm not ashamed to show some weakness.
Now, so for National Daughter Day, you had to choose between Ivanka and Tiffany, which doesn't seem like a very hard decision. Now for National Sunday, who did you choose to spend the day with? Don Jr., Eric, or Barrett?
Who the hell's Barrett?
That's the one with melatonin. Barton, I'm sorry, Barton. Barron.
No, okay, well, you should
it's know. It's funny that you're correcting me on your children's names.
Well, that's I don't accept that that's my child. Everybody's always asking me about Barron. And I go, no, Barron is how I would describe melatonin after all her modeling and sex work and cocaine. But what I would say is, I'm also a son. We talk very strongly about the great Fred Trump, especially on the Patreon episodes.
Yes.
So I'm a son.
You are, but it's...
So what I do is I say, thank you, sir. And he smiles down from heaven with the great Jeff Epstein and says, sir, have a nice Sunday. And I go to... some of my favorite Russian people. Some of them are attractive women in Brighton Beach, and I have ice cream sundaes with them and also have powerful sex with them. And that's called National Sunday because I am a son.
And you had sundaes too.
Sunday fun day.
There you go. So how did your biological sons deal with that, considering you celebrated Sunday with your deceased father and yourself as his son versus
with
Brighton Beach Russian girls and Sundays? Yes. How did your sons feel about you not spending it with them since they are your sons or even one of them?
Well, what I've told them is, yeah, because they're stupid. I say Sunday, National Sunday, is a time to make a son. So I don't use condoms with the Russian women in Brighton Beach. And, you know, we roll the dice and see if possibly they will have a son. And if they come back and say, I am pregnant with girl, then bye-bye.
You're not nervous to have another child. You're not young anymore.
No. You know, as obviously I'm very pro-life. We know this.
Right.
But I do allow for exceptions to my pro-life stance, which is when I get a prostitute pregnant, I am very pro-choice.
Yeah.
But it's fun to, you know, you tell the prostitutes, you know what? I think I have feelings for you. And they get very excited. They think they like have visions of mansions and green cards, and you tell them that and it gets they get extra hot when they think they're going to get like a green card and maybe a child out of it. And, you know, then you threaten their family if they don't get an abortion. It's it's a slight exception to my strong pro-life stance.
Just a little bit of an exception, but I guess everyone has their exceptions. Badan Jr., Eric Barron, none of them said anything to you. Like, why aren't you spending this day with me?
I would have to call them or talk to them for them to hear what they're saying.
Doesn't Barron live in Mar-a-Lago with you?
I mean,
you can't miss him. He's like 6'9".
Excuse me. Maple Syrup has some kid that follows her around. So if you're telling me that's Barron, then okay, Barron, go have National Sunday with, you know, your whore mother. And I say that with respect because she was actually a whore. I don't mean that as like a you whore. I mean it like as a description of her profession before she became first third lady.
Yeah, but all right.
I'm sorry, you're radical left. First sex worker.
No. I wasn't even talking about that. You can call her a hooker or a whore. I was just feeling bad for your.
Said hooker. That's a disgraceful term.
Sorry, streetwalker. I felt wrong. Bad.
I would never. She gets escorted in very nice vehicles.
Okay.
She is a whore. Please use the proper terminology.
Sorry.
It's called respect tech stuff.
Got it. Whore. I just feel bad for Don Jr., Eric, and Barron that they didn't have the opportunity.
Okay. Hold on for a second, tech stuff. Hold on, tech stuff.
Yeah.
Do you really, be honest, do you really feel bad for Don Jr., Eric, and Brendan?
I don't feel really, I mean, I don't think about them, but I think it's sad that they didn't have the opportunity to spend the day with their father. I don't feel bad.
Don Jr. was balls deep in Kim Gargoyle's ass while his five kids are wondering where the hell he is. So do you really think he's concerned about having a son? Why don't you ask him what he's doing with his sons?
Well, if he gets to host an episode, which would be a lot of fun, I'd love to talk to Don Jr. if you gave him the opportunity to host an episode, maybe a bonus episode.
Well, I think in October we might allow him to make an appearance if he's not, you know, doing bad form CrossFit.
Are you going to drug test him to do the show, or are you allowed him to just be himself if he was to host a net bonus episode?
That's a good question. I would let him be himself because the more he embarrasses himself, the more I can continue to give more of his inheritance to Ivanka.
That works. Now, Mr. President, I wanted to talk to you about a few more things. But before we get into those stories, we have a very, very powerful sponsor this week, and that is BetOnline, betonline.ag. I know you use them for your gambling needs. I use them. We are back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Yes, everyone just bet against the Jets, and you should win every single week. Head to the website or use your...
Bet against the Jets.
Yes.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam. That's a good parody song. I like that.
Oh, it's called Bars.
Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus. That's right. On your first deposit, you get 50% more money than you put in, but it's only on your first deposit. And don't forget to use our promo code CLNS50 to receive your bonus. That's promo code CLNS50 only on your first deposit, and you get 50% more than you put in. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games like craps, blackjack, poker, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. That's right. BetOnline, where the game starts. Check it out for all your gambling needs. It's betonline.ag. And also, you know what? Yes.
Oh, do we have? Well, I was just going to say,
mm-hmm.
If we have people who do sports gambling, obviously BetOnline has been a very powerful sponsor. They really have been.
They have.
They have stood by us very strongly. And I think if anybody out there, if you don't gamble, if you're too poor or a coward, that's okay. Be that way. But if you're somebody who does powerful gambling and wants to make money and help the show and let Bet Online know that our show is doing very strongly, then you should go there. Don't use these other piece of shit gambling sites. BetOnline.ag, proudly endorsed by Tech Stuff and Donald J. Trump of Making Podcasts Great Again.
That is right. Also, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. We just had an impeachment, our last Perfect 10 QAnon.
Otto the dog was impeached like a dog.
He was impeached like a dog. Many people were upset. There's a new election coming up next month. And right now, Alex iPhone is the acting Patreon president. Do we have a vice president acting?
I'm not sure that we do, but I think that the next live episode, Tom Fitzgerald is going to have some things to answer to. I think that Rudley with a hard R is on very thin ice, and you know, African Americans don't swim well. So I don't think he wants to be on thin ice with us, but he's on very thin ice and out of the dog. But I think people can make their pitch to you. Where can they email you to nominate themselves for president?
They could. Do you want them sending it for Twitter, or they should email their nominations in?
Email their nominations. I like that process a few months ago.
So mpga2020@gmail.com. If you would like to throw your hat in the ring to be Patreon president, tell us why. Post a picture of yourself and tell us why you should be Patreon president. It's mpga2020@gmail.com. And again,
next week, we'll announce when the live episode will be. Yes. People should join the Patreon, but if you're very poor or stupid, then obviously maybe you don't want to do that. But anybody else, patriots who love great content, nobody out there, all these popular podcasts that make like $1 million on Patreon, they give you like 2 bonus episodes and like a video every 6 months and people throw money at them. We're giving people, I think it's elite bonus content.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the way to support the show. But you get more, it's not like you're supporting the show for free. Like you're not supporting it at a, like some sort of stupid radical left charity. It's called, you're getting even more great. It's called content tech stuff.
I agree. It is content. That's patreon.com/MPGA. Choose whatever level fits you.
Have you even told the people about the Idaho Militia Christian t-shirts?
That's my next announcement.
Oh, of course, tech stuff. That was my next announcement.
Do I need to show you my notes, Mr. President?
That was my next announcement.
I was just going to say, everyone right now.
Everyone.
Yes.
We don't even make Idaho, money off of, excuse me, we don't even make money off of these shirts.
$0.
Zero for us. You're getting it at the cheapest possible. We wanted to do it for the fans.
Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College shirts are on sale now at mpgapod.com. International shipping is being handled. I know
they
I had
are
some
15
complaints.
Trump potatoes. They are tough.
There are some issues with shipping to Australia and Guam and a few other international places, and we have figured that out. It should be figured out. So go on mpgapod.com.
We're trying to ship it to come.
Guam.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No.
Where's that country? Mike Pence, book a first class flight.
Click on merchandise at the top of the page. Also, while you are there, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You get to watch these episodes, and lots of people are emailing us and saying that listening to them is really funny, but watching them, they say, is 100 times funnier, people are saying. So,
Can I say one thing on that also?
Sure, go for it, Mr.
If
President.
If you're not too busy giving the Gettysburg Address over here. What we need people to do, it's very simple. Because we've obviously made our pitch for money. If you're going to do online gambling, we're not telling you to do it, but if you are, betonline.ag and use our code. If you have money, and you love great things,
join our Patreon. Very simple. But if you don't have money, what you should be doing is subscribing to the show on two platforms, either Apple or Spotify or Stitcher, whichever is your preferred listening platform. And everybody, wherever you listen to it, you should be subscribed to the YouTube channel. Costs you nothing. Like we are over 1,000 YouTube subscribers, but that's still like a small percentage of our total listeners.
For sure.
We should be at like 6,000 YouTube subscribers.
Six, 10.
So just click, go subscribe. You go subscribe and it's a beautiful thing. And it does
right on mpgapod.com. mpgapod.com. There's a link for the YouTube and there's a link for the Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College t-shirts.
You know, I wish that would roll off your tongue a little out of respect. I wish you would say that a little nicer for the people.
The Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College shirts. How's that?
Thank you. It's a beautiful sort of poetic name, and yours, Idaho Militia Christian.
It's a very confusing name to me.
Well, the AR-15 fighting the potato trumps.
How is the football team doing this year?
Well, remember, they're not so much into football. They're into the national champs in cornhole.
That's right. How's the cornhole team?
Very strong.
That's good. Mr. President, I wanted to ask you, what do you think when I say Stacey Abrams?
Radical left, African-American, chubby, tried to steal an election in Georgia.
And Brian Kemp?
A pathetic, spineless sack of shit who powerful Republicans in Georgia should murder in his sleep. Actually, no, they should wake him up so he's awake for it and then murder him slowly in front of his family.
Okay. Now, you are a Republican, and how it usually goes.
We don't even say I'm a Republican. We now say I'm the Republican.
You are the Republican, just like the Patriot.
Is somebody watching TV in the background with the tech stuff residence?
There might be.
Excuse me. If you run your house that way, we'll just ask the agency for a very strong masculine tech stuff person. You know.
I think I am
melatonin. Have you ever heard melatonin interfere with the podcast? No, you know why? Because I tie her up in rope and hide her under the bed until the show's over. It's called strength.
And she doesn't mind that.
Well, like I said, she's always, when we're making love, when we're talking, she's always saying, no, 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 no. And I go, I don't speak Transylvanian. So there's obviously a language barrier there.
There must be. I wanted to ask you, Mr. President, why you are the Republican. Why are you... No, I'm not saying endorsing Stacey Abrams, but you did say that if Stacey Abrams wins, it's okay with you.
Here's the thing. Stacey Abrams is a Democrat. She's going to do Democrat things. If I'm rooting for the Patriots, okay? New England Patriots, great Bob Kraft team, good friend of mine.
Right.
If they're playing the Baltimore Ravens, and the Ravens' black quarterback is running all over the place, scoring touchdowns, I'm not going to like it, but I'm not going to be mad. That's what the Ravens are supposed to do. They're supposed to try and win. I can root against them, but at least they're doing what they're supposed to do. But if all of a sudden I have a quarterback on the Patriots named Brian Kemp, who's intentionally throwing interceptions to the Ravens, I'm going to be a lot more mad at him than I will at the Ravens, because I may not root for the Ravens, but they're just doing what the Ravens do. Brian Kemp was violating the sanctity and the trust of the Republican voters by allowing a fake election to go forward. I expect that from the Democrats. You don't have to like it, but you expect it. That's what they do. They're radical left cheaters. But when your own party does it, it's a lot worse. It's a lot more disloyal. The Democrats don't owe me any loyalty. They're stupid. I hate them, but they don't owe me loyalty. Republicans owe me total loyalty and a night of sex with their hottest daughter. That is the rules of the Trump Republican Party.
Now, I wanted to ask you about another person who has been really trying to take you down, and she's in your party, the Republican, Liz Cheney. Opposes everything that you do, everything about you. What are your thoughts on her?
My thoughts are that Liz Cheney is a pog.
Can you explain to the audience what a pog is?
When you're on certain websites for adult content, when a woman is white and has some sort of thick features, they're known as a fat ass white girl. And I'll be honest, I didn't even know what Liz Cheney looked like. I saw her show up on 60 Minutes and I said, if I was into more of, you know, if I was more of a Ben Carson type, if you know what I mean, I might go for that sort of, you know, blue-eyed, thick, Wyoming corn-fed, you know, as my great friend Kid Rock said, skinny models, you can keep those. I like big corn-fed Midwestern hoes. She's got like a, there is an appeal there, but then she started talking and I realized it was Liz Cheney who was very disrespectful to me. So I said, you know, Belle Biv DeVoe, they once said, don't trust a big butt and a smile. And I think that's important when you look at Liz Cheney. But I would, you know, I would offer her if she quit Congress, you know, with if I had my platform Netflix, which would be featuring a lot of adult content starring Ivanka, I would consider doing like a little Liz Cheney playlist. You know,
give her her own show
for the Pog fans.
Her own show, her own series, or just like a one-off special.
Probably a one-off special to start. Obviously, Lauren Boebert would have a very powerful streaming platform.
Understood. You really have it out for Boebert.
Well, I have a saying in the Trump family, whether she wants it or not, she's going to get it.
It's a great saying. It's too long for a title. It's a good saying, though.
Well, it's on the Trump family crest.
It's two more pieces of news I wanted to ask you about. This is a little disturbing as an American. I just feel whoever is running our country, we should support it as long as they're not trying to ruin our country. And I guess that is debatable no matter who you talk to. But you're encouraging all Republicans to frustrate Biden's agenda and make things tough for him to do.
I mean, you know, as long as you have a meeting after 7 p.m., you're probably frustrating Joe Biden. Come on, Jack. I'm supposed to be in bed with a warm glass of milk, man.
But why, if his intentions are good for our country, I don't think he's done anything crazy just yet. Maybe the whole...
He stole an election.
Right. Afghanistan, maybe the election is debatable.
I mean, who cares about Afghanistan, okay. Afghanistan. But he stole an election. After that, everything he does is illegitimate.
Like I said, that's debatable, but I don't think he's done anything truly extremely left so far to really piss off Republicans. What's your opinion on that?
Well, he's trying to help poor people. That's pretty radical left. He's trying to do benefits. He's trying to increase benefits instead of hard work and inheritance from rich parents, which is the way the Republicans believe in building our country.
So no change whatsoever, is it your belief?
You know, that's actually, I should call Sleepy Joe the spare change president of our country. Just walking around going, come on, Jack, holding out a coffee cup with some coins. It's nobody respects you know this. Nobody respects us anymore ever since he became our fake president. It's called respect, and we don't have it. We had it so strongly when I was president.
Don't you think this would be stronger on your part if you just let Sleepy Joe do what he has to do? Really don't encourage Republicans to do anything. And then when you allegedly run in 2024 and you're elected president, you show everyone the right way to do it, and you don't have to try to ruin someone else's presidency.
Next stuff. When I was a child, one of my favorite things to do was hold magnifying glasses over ants and kill cats and squirrels in my neighborhood. You know, just sort of very good, normal kid fun. And the reason I did that is because it showed everybody who had the power. Could I have let my neighbor's cat just walk around drinking milk and playing with yarn? Yeah, I could have done that. But then that cat would have missed out on a very strong lesson, which is that I didn't like it. And the squirrels, they were always running around being very sneaky. So I said, enough with your sneakiness, squirrels. So, and now Tiffany, you know, Tiffany, she's a big fan of squirrels. So she was, I don't know if you could hear her in the background.
Trying to get inside for National Daughter Day.
Well, as you can hear, that's why she's not inside. That's why she's too very noisy. Very far outside, like a dog. And I think what's important is that Sleepy Joe and the radical left, they're like cats. They're like ants. I could let them live their lives, and some would say that's okay. But I think it's important, if you're somebody of strength, to frustrate, to hurt, and sometimes, if you have to kill creatures, and sometimes hookers if they get in your way. So now, to answer your stupid question, no, I don't think I could just let Sleepy Joe get a ridiculous question. And I'm reporting you to the tech stuff.
Last thing I wanted to ask you, you recently spoke in Arizona. Is that correct?
I did. And let me tell you something. I think at least two of my future finalists for fourth Mrs. Trump will definitely be coming from Arizona State.
Have you thought about my bachelor idea for a live episode, a bonus episode for?
First of all, it wasn't your idea. It was the last tech stuff guy's idea. As somebody who's a very strong Christian and very honest, I don't think that's as the kids would say, a good look.
Okay.
To steal other people's ideas. But no, my idea of having a bachelor contest on the show, I think, is a very strong idea. That's why I came up with it. So I think, you know, maybe in November for a bonus episode or for a live episode, we could do that. Almost maybe like close to Thanksgiving for, you know, family, because we'd be looking to start a new family. So Thanksgiving time is a great time for strong family values.
All right. We will discuss that. I wanted to ask you, so you spoke in Arizona, and what you told your supporters was a blatant lie. You said that an audit found that you won in Arizona, which is completely untrue.
No, it's actually very true, and that's a very ignorant, possibly cruel statement you're making. No, the cyber ninjas, their audit came up with some sort of stupid result that said Sleepy Joe got more votes. Whoever heard of that? Whoever heard that he had? No. I contacted the Cyber N-Words, which are a division of Blacks for Trump. And they did a much more powerful audit, which showed that I had won over a billion more votes than Sleepy Joe in Arizona. It's a lot of votes, tech stuff.
That is a lot. I didn't even know that many people live in Arizona. That's a lot of votes. Well, I stand corrected. I apologize. I'm sorry I was given fake news once again, Mr. President.
Well, by the way, to everybody listening, he's not standing at all. He's sitting. So I think, you know, he's a real lying piece of shit. Typical radical left tech people, Silicon Valley type.
Well, Mr. President, I appreciate another week spending time with us, including all the bonus episodes. To check those out, patreon.com/MPGA. And if you're going to bet for this football season, use betonline.ag and use promo code CLNS50.
NBA preseason bets. You got baseball playoffs.
Exactly.
All sorts of things.
Lots of betting. And also, if you want an Idaho Militia Christian Bible State College t-shirt, mpgapod.com.
Whoa.
I said it right.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a tech in there.
I did. I said Idaho Militia Christian Bible State College. Oh, State Tech College.
You did it twice.
I did it twice.
You know what? You're fired.
It's hard to get the tech in there at the end.
You're fired.
Okay. Well, my last announcement.
The tech stuff guy, and I quote, it's hard to get the tech in there. Well, guess what? We're getting rid of the tech as well. So bye-bye.
Hopefully we're taking care of international shipping. And also while you're on there, subscribe to the YouTube channel, mpgapod.com, for Idaho Militia Christian Bible State Tech College t-shirts. We're going to have a bachelor in November. We're going to have a Columbus Day bonus episode this month. So again, jump on the Patreon, choose the $5 level, work your way up. You can binge over 50 episodes, 50 bonus episodes, different holidays, celebrations, special guests. It is a treat. And that's all I have right now. I have a big announcement next week, but for right now, I'm going to stay quiet. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Yes, finally, the tech stuff guy, the Gettysburg Address, that's what we call him. Hello, everybody. It's JL. To anybody who listens who made it out to Philadelphia, thank you very much. Coming up for me, October 6th, Raleigh, North Carolina at Good Nights. Get your tickets. Plenty available, I think. Then October 15th, I'm at the Brokerage in Belmore, Long Island. Important show for me, so please come out to that if you're a Queens, Long Island person. And the big one, obviously, October 23rd. I know some out-of-towners are coming in for this, so much appreciated. That's the special taping, 8 p.m., Triad Theater, Upper West Side of Manhattan. And then what's after that? December, I'm coming to Pittsburgh and Washington, D.C. I'm trying to add some more gigs. And then in February, I head out to L.A., and I'm trying to add a Salt Lake City and a Northern California gig to that trip out west, which will probably be like a 2-week trip. So a lot of stuff coming up, but never a bad time to buy tickets early. So thank you for that. Check out my other podcast, Righteous PK. Everything's on my website, ticket links, etc. JLcomedy.com. So on behalf of Jay, the tech stuff guy, thank you as always for listening to this. We appreciate the support. We love that the show is still going strong, even though I didn't get SNL. I didn't even get an audition for it. But I have you guys, and you guys make it worth continuing to inhabit this filthy piece of shit character. So thank you, and God help us all.